Well, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says he is optimistic that the issues related to the country's nuclear energy program will be resolved in time if there is political will.
We had a good discussion today with her. Of course, there are impediments to progress, behavior that has been exhibited by some countries, including the United States, in imposing new sanctions, has been certainly a less than positive indication for progress. But we are nevertheless committed to making progress. And with Lady Ashton today, we discussed both the time frames as well as the issues that are involved in dealing with this. I'm quite optimistic. After discussions with Lady Ashton, that we can, in fact, resolve this issue in time.
Zarif added that Iran is committed to resolving the nuclear standoff with the West. Iran's top diplomat made the remarks on a joint press conference with his Belgian counterpart, Didier Reynders, after holding a meeting in Brussels.
Iranian Foreign Minister and Chief Nuclear Negotiator Mohammad Javad Zarif began his diplomatic visit to Brussels by meeting the European Council President Herman Van Rompuy. He then spent more than 2 hours in direct talks with the outgoing EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. The meetings were dominated by the ongoing negotiations between Tehran and five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany regarding Iran's nuclear programme.
Well, obviously we didn't manage to get a final agreement by July the 20th, but we did manage to extend the existing joint plan of action. So, you know, from our side, the E3 plus 3, we're determined to get a good agreement as quickly as possible. We think it's important for the world at large, it's important for us, it's important also for Iran.
Iran is negotiating with the P5 plus 1 in order to end a long standoff over its nuclear energy program. November 24 is the deadline set for an agreement to be reached between Iran, the US, Britain, Russia, China, France and Germany. Washington has recently announced new sanctions against 25 Iranian individuals and firms. Some analysts say they were surprised by that more, given Iran's strategic importance to the West with respect to current conflicts in the Middle East.
It's not possible to look at the region and what is going on in Syria, what is going on in Iraq today, without looking at Iran and how Iran might react, might intervene in a way or not, how its forces might at some point or not want to intervene or influence in the region.
The P5 plus one talks with Iran are scheduled to recommence in New York towards the end of this month. Iran's delegation has made it clear it is determined to continue with the process so long as there is an atmosphere of mutual cooperation and respect. But analysts say there can be no doubt that Washington's new sanctions against Iran make the negotiations even more complicated. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.